Hey there, and welcome to Industrial Talk. This is a special episode where we were broadcasting live from the Manufacturing and Technology Show. So you're going to hear some background noises on this particular conversation, but I wanted to put this on your calendar. This year's event. This is the Manufacturing and Technology Show, and it is scheduled for October 18th through the 20th. It is back in Cleveland, Ohio. And if you haven't been to Cleveland, you must put that on your bucket list. Great people, great food, great experience. You will not be disappointed. And of course, that show is going to be even better than last year's show. So put that on your calendar. That is the Manufacturing and Technology Show. So let's get on with the interview.
Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's
go. All right, welcome to Industrial Talk once again. This is the number one. It was voted number one recently of the best manufacturing-related and industry-related podcast in the universe. I don't know who's been voting for it, but I am going to run with that like I know what I'm doing. And we are broadcasting live from the Manufacturing and Technology Show, as well as the Safety Leadership Show here in Cleveland, Ohio. Put that on your bucket list because Cleveland is a beautiful town with great people. You got to do it. Now, in the hot seat, in the Industrial Talk hot seat, we got a gentleman by the name of Rick. Don't jump in, Rick. Don't. Where's your card? Don't jump in, Rick. Don't do that. Fulweiler. I can't even read my own chicken scratch, Rick. That's awful, isn't it, Doctor?
No, not really.
That is. It's awful. No. You're too kind.
Yeah.
Hey, you having a good conference?
I am. It's been a good conference.
Yeah.
It's good to get out to a live audience for a change.
Come on. You know
Amen.
That's the case.
Amen.
I mean, yes. I understand the good, the bad, the ugly with the pandemic. Everybody knows about it. But you know what I believe, me personally believe, as a positive component of the pod, we recognize the necessity that we need. We're humans, and we need to collaborate. We need to do that.
Amen.
See, and it's absolutely wonderful. Now, Dr. Rick, give us a little. What do you have doctor in, by the way?
I'm an occupational health and toxicology.
That's a mouthful.
It is.
It sounds important. Far more important than my title.
Not at all.
Which is not much. So give us a little background on what that means and who you are. And then we're just going to venture into this transformational leadership because that's important.
Well, I think it is too.
Yeah, because okay. Do you have a book?
No, I don't. No, well, that's too much work.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty bad. Yeah, go ahead. Talk to us.
All right. Well, you know, I don't think I can mirror Scott's enthusiasm, but let's get on with this. I've been in this field a long time. I've been in the health and safety field now for 62 years. And spent my major career with Procter & Gamble, where I
was
their global director for health and safety. So that's the real world. Then I retired. And decided to do a little consulting, a little teaching, a little speaking, a little writing, and I joined the faculty of a little university up in the northeast, Harvard School of Public Health, and I've been affiliated with Harvard now for the last 26 years. So that's
Harvard.
I know. It's not that snobby. I'd never be there if it was. But I'm part of the other side of that. So we teach a course in leadership and management for EHS professionals, and it's just been a very successful course. Probably the only one in the country that's devoted to leadership and management for health, safety, and environmental professionals.
Here's the reality of safety. And in manufacturing or any other industry, it is always looked upon with what? Sort of like, what a pain. You're here to prevent me from doing my job, right? You're here to slow me down. And that has to change.
You know, Scott, that's, you know, in my career, that's how it started.
Yeah.
And I know when I go in to talk to a newly promoted vice president of manufacturing, for example, I'm sure they rolled their eyes and said, "Hey, Ricky, you know, tell us what we need to do and get the hell out of here."
Right.
And it early in my career, though, what I found was if you can merge the the case for health and safety with the success of the organization, then you have an entirely different perspective. It goes from looking at health and safety as a staff cost necessity to a building business asset. That's not simple. It has to be done with hard examples.
Yeah, that is huge. If you can do that, if you can tie the bottom line growth of your business financially with a robust safety leadership type of program, yeah, I think you've got something there. And you're absolutely right. I can say without a doubt that 100% of all of the facilities I have been in do not look at it that way. 100%. How do we do that?
Well, you know, you do that a number of ways, but one of the ways you do that is try to measure your health and safety output in terms of business outputs. And the best example I can give is sales equivalent dollars. Let's say that an incident costs you $10,000. And okay, so that's $10,000 that you're throwing away. But if you're working for a company with a profit margin of 5%, they have to have $200,000 worth of sales to make up for the $10,000 in loss.
Right.
Once you communicate that message to senior managers, they care about the human side, but then that business side says, holy cow, I didn't know that.
Come on. Do they say that? Come on, you know that. You know they sit there, they have an incident, and I know, I lived it. I know it. And I knew exactly what that was going to cost me. And they just like, wow, I didn't know that. Come on.
Yeah, no, they don't think like that. Wow. You know, they don't think like that. You know that.
I needed to get that widget done. I needed to get that thing. Yeah, I know. You're right.
Get the widgets out the door.
Yeah, you do. And, you know.
But it's a slow transformation. I had good experience at Procter & Gamble making that sale, and that's one of the things I still do professionally now is offer workshops on building the business case for health and safety.
Okay, so let's say it sounds good. All right, Dr. Rick, you're talking my language. You're just like, this is great stuff. How do you go into an organization and you've just talked to the executive people, and of course there's always a rift between executive and people on the front line, and all you got all that cultural dynamics that exist within an organization. How do you begin that process? And I would imagine it's case by case. I would imagine it's leadership by leadership, but how do you, what sort of in general, what do you do?
Okay, now, the first thing you got to understand, Scott, is if I'm going to be called into an organization to work with them, that organization has made a decision that they want to achieve excellence. So I'm going into an organization that is, at least at the start, receptive to listening to a message. I'm not going to be invited into an organization to help them go from below average to average. So once you have that, then you got to sit down and talk with their senior management, see where they resonate.
Yeah.
The last organization that I interfaced with had a very tragic incident, and they were very concerned about the human element, not the business element of health and safety. So you leverage that, and then you build the business element in that so they understand, hey, we're improving the human element, but we're also improving the business element. And that's synergy. And that's, I know it's a coined word, but it's great when you get senior management looking at it that way.
Here is the challenge I see, and I love what you're saying. It has to happen. We have to invest in a very methodical way in our safeties that makes it like a good business case to do it. Got to do it. It's important. Got it. But over the years, you've got a lot of headwind ahead of you, right?
Yeah.
There's just a lot of stuff. Hey, look at, we've got the posters on the wall, and they're saying, safety begins with you, and that becomes numb, and everything's numb, and we've had our executives saying, we're a safety-centric culture. And then when everybody's like, all right, cool, we're safety, and that's all good, right? Until that motor breaks, and then I can't get my material out, and then I'm going to cut corners to try to get that material out, and then all of a sudden, the trust, it's all of a sudden gone. It's gone.
Okay. And that's part of the real world.
That is.
You're not going to change everybody.
No.
But you use the term safety culture, and
yeah.
I think that if... And we were just talking about this earlier, that I do not believe in a strong safety culture. I wrote an article. The article was titled, A Strong Safety Culture? No and Hell No. And, of course, I did that to be provocative. Yeah. If you want to be excellent, if you want to achieve excellent results, you don't have a safety culture. You have safety inculcated, integrated into the organization's culture. If safety is part of the DNA of the organization, you're not going to have the problem. The line breaks down, and the manager's saying, "Oh, we're losing production, but we got to bring it back up safely because safety is part of the overall culture." If you separate safety, he'll say, "Oh, yeah, I know safety is important, but we got to get the damn production."
Right.
But if he understands that safety is part of their DNA, he or she is going to take a different perspective in bringing that line back up.
All right. Let's shift gears here real quick.
All right.
You were speaking at this event.
Uh-huh.
What was the topic?
The topic was a transformational safety leadership and how to get an engaged workforce in a COVID-altered world.
Outside of the fact that that's a hell of a mouthful, and I probably couldn't spell half of this. No. So what does that mean?
Well, I think what it means is first of all, you have to understand the difference between transactional leadership and transformational leadership.
Talk to us, because you mentioned it prior to this conversation. Of course, that piqued my interest. What is that?
Yeah. Well, a transactional leader is strictly focused on numbers, on metrics, total recordable incident rates.
Which is 99% of everybody out there.
Absolutely. OSHA compliance. And so what I find is working with large organizations is they tend to be hardwired on the transactional side. And transformational leadership is where you do care about the output, but you care about the people doing the output. Okay, that's all right. You've got it. If you want excellence, think of a team. If you have a team and this team is kind of, it's okay, but you got another team and you know their head and heart is in the game.
Yeah.
Which team's going to win?
Oh, the head and heart
in the game. Okay. Yep. So I'm not about average. If anybody wants to have average, I don't really want to talk to
him. That's Dr. Rick. He's not about average.
Nope. And I'm talking about excellence. So we want to deal with people who want the head and heart in the game. Get their workers engaged. When the workers are engaged, they're going to drive better safety results, but they're also going to drive better business results, and we've got hard numbers to prove that. So what we did today was talk about concepts and principles. People understand a transformational leader is one that cares about the workers, but cares also about the output. And that leader has to show that. It can't just be window dressing.
And
there are skills.
You want to shoot something down in a jet second? Yeah. Like, spout all that and then not care about it.
Absolutely. So we talk about some skill sets. You have to be a good listener. You have to really show you care. And you got to be willing to engage. And that means from the boss on down. Engage with the people. Talk to the people.
Right. Sounds good. I like it.
You sound like a cynic.
No. And sadly, I've been in many organizations. And let's say something like a mid to small type of company where safety is important. They have you can't have some sort of organization run like Mad Max, right? You don't want that. But the reality is that this is heavy lifting, because when you have OSHA and you know, your compliance, even the word is like compliance, right?
Not very empowering.
It is. And you shake in your boots because you want to comply with OSHA. And yet the data, everybody knows about OSHA, yet the data doesn't change.
Okay. Take that. I don't care if it's a small, large, or medium corporation. But if that enterprise is focused strictly on OSHA compliance, they'll achieve about average, maybe slightly above average.
Yes.
So that's all they're going to go. So my point is, unless the leadership of that organization decides, hey, we're tired of being average, we want to be above average, then the door is open to talk about how do you get there.
Right.
And that's where you start talking about transformational safety leadership.
And that is the only way you're going to be able to do it.
Yes.
Only way. Yeah. Because you're right. If I'm shooting for OSHA standards, I'll hit it. I might be a little above, but I'm not going to surpass it. Why? Because I'm in compliance. I'm right there.
That's what it'll get you. Yeah. The other thing that'll drive is, and unfortunately, companies or enterprises might have a safety tragedy. And that might be a true epiphany.
Yeah.
Now, I've worked with companies that have had that. And so, oh, yeah, they're good for about a year or two.
Right.
And then they're back to normal.
Right.
I've working with a company now who's had that safety epiphany. And they're still committed to becoming one of the world's safest companies 13 years after that incident. So,
it doesn't
always stick.
Yeah, but as long as you keep at it.
Yep, yeah.
So I'm listening out there. Well, no, I'm talking. So I'm a listener out there. And the listener says, gosh, I like what Dr. Rick is talking about. I'm a manufacturer. I want to know more about that transformational leadership. How do I get it started? What do I need to do? How do I get a hold of Dr. Rick?
Well, I'm an old-timer, and I don't even have a website. So the only way they're going to get a hold of me is through my email address or my phone.
And well, I gotta check that email address out. Yeah, it's a Gmail.
Yeah, it is.
Well done. And it is RDFBMW, and he's the president. You got mad skills.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Oh, give me a break. Don't sit there over here and shoot down what you said, because you're an absolute rock star when it comes to this, because safety is important.
It is.
And we've got to constantly challenge and rethink of how we approach our business from the safety perspective, and I like that transformational approach. Thank you for being on Industrial Talk.
Well, Scott, thanks for having me. I really enjoyed it.
It was a good time, wasn't it?
It was.
Tell
right.
one, tell all, what the heck, because in manufacturing, everybody is absolutely spectacular.
Absolutely.
All right, fear not. You're saying, Scott, I got to get a hold of this Dr. Rick, and I still didn't get the email. Fear not. We're going to wrap it up on the other side, so stay tuned.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, once again, thank you very much for joining Industrial Talk, and a hearty thank you to Dr. Rick Fulweiler. If you're serious about safety, doing something about it, you got this trusted guy right there. I'm going to put all his contact information out on Industrial Talk. And don't hesitate. He is a wealth of knowledge. All right. Again, Manufacturing Technology Show this year, October 18th through the 20th, 2022. Last year was great. This year is going to be better. So put that on your calendar. Let's get back to normal. Let's start connecting. Let's solve problems. All right. Industrial Talk is all about highlighting leaders that are there to help you succeed, to solve problems. They want to collaborate, they want to educate, and they want to innovate. Do not miss out on all of the great content being developed at industrialtalk.com. All right, be bold, be brave, dare greatly. Hang out with people like Dr. Rick, and you're going to change the world. Remember, educate, collaborate, innovate. It's all big. We're going to have another great interview shortly.